Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's completely interactive that way. The website is the same. You can link to stories that interest you. A lot more people will see them at freetalklive.com than see them on your Facebook feed, I can assure you. Just go there, post them, people vote them up, vote them down. You can do the same. Also, you can check out the archives. We've got archives for you at archives.freetalklive.com. 5 years worth going back, and they're free to you. Wayne, got a story about, what, some more freedom around videotaping?
Yes, some brief good news. The appeals court okays challenge to warrantless electronic spying.
Okay.
A legal challenge questioning...
Oh, I see. I'm confused on this one. Gotcha.
Yeah, there was a legal challenge questioning the constitutionality of a federal law authorizing warrantless electronic surveillance of Americans inched a step closer last Wednesday to resolution. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the second time rejected the Obama administration's contention that it should toss a lawsuit challenging the 2008 Foreign Intelligence Service Amendments Act.
So this Foreign Intelligence Service FISA. Amendments Act, the FISA mm-hmm. Act, this is from 2008, and it basically allows the government to eavesdrop on you anytime, anywhere, it feels like.
That's right.
Because it just has to say, we think he might be about that terrorism stuff.
And the courts of appeals so far have been not so friendly towards this, which is a good thing. Among other things, the government said the plaintiffs, Global Fund for Women, Global Rights, Human Rights Watch, International Criminal Defense Attorneys Association, The Nation, and others don't have standing to bring a constitutional challenge because they cannot demonstrate that they were subject to the eavesdropping or suffered hardships because of it. The lawsuit, backed by the American Civil Liberties Union, was lodged within hours of the FISA Amendments Act being passed.
So, hold on. It was launched in 2008.
And George W. Bush signed it into law, by the way, not Obama.
But the Obama administration is defending it to the death here.
That's right.
This guy who ran on transparency and doing away with so much of the Patriot Act stuff. Well, once he gets in office and he tastes that sweet, sweet power,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to get rid of that. They don't care. It doesn't matter whether they're Republican or Democrat. They can't get rid of the power. It's just too dizzying.
Is dizzy, and there's also they're beholden to some of the special interests who put them in office.
What special interest benefits from this?
Well, a lot of the big corporations that benefit from contracts to produce technology to spy on Americans,
okay.
for example. But this legislation is being challenged because it allows the National Security Agency, who buys a lot of electronic toys from defense contractors, for example, to electronically eavesdrop on Americans without a probable cause warrant if one of the parties to the communication resides outside the United States and is suspected of a link to terrorism. It is the glory of our system that even our elected leaders must defend the legality of their contact when challenged.
So, I talk to people outside the United States every single day, and all they have to do is say, terrorist! And then suddenly they can, eavesdrop on my conversations. And one would assume, to some extent, they might be able to, find out more about what I'm doing since I'm talking to what they've called a terrorist. Then I'm a person of interest and they can do investigations further, right?
Well, that's right. And nobody really knows how much spying they're doing on people because
they don't tell.
They don't tell you, so we don't really know. But I can
and
tell
if
you.
Somebody blows the whistle like Bradley Manning does, they throw them in jail for 2 years or whatever. And, he hasn't even gotten a trial yet. And this is what happens when you try to show your fellow Americans what your American government is doing. You know, people will rail against you. My God, national secrets, you're turning them over to Al-Qaeda. And, instead of saying, oh, I can't believe what people are doing in my name around the world, you say, I want it kept secret. And to me, it's stunning the depth that Americans want their heads shoved in the sand.
Well, 20 years ago, they had to get a warrant to bug your phone. And at that time, cell phones weren't as pervasive. So, you'd hear clicking on your phone lines, for example, if they were bugging your phone because it was mostly copper technology back then. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, with the internet, with the way the NSA and some of the agencies have sort of taken control of the backbone of the internet, they're intercepting all the traffic pretty much over the internet, and they run it through their computers, and they're probably suffering from some data overload, but they're spying on everybody, basically. Even the phone systems now, there's wires, trunks, big, huge wires going into these phone stations. And AT&T, I guess, was exonerated, or there was some kind of retroactive immunity for the telecom companies a few years back, too.
The government told us to do it.
Yeah, they told us to do it. But they basically can take all that, you know, they've got voice recognition, and if you say certain keywords, your conversation is being zoomed in on, or however they do it, and recorded and maybe used against you somewhere along the line.
It's not that long ago that was only crazy libertarians who were talking about this kind of stuff, and then it's now, God, 6-7 years ago that Carnivore came to light, and then its successor, Omnivore. And these are, you know, actual systems that have been put in place whose entire purpose is using all kinds of really fancy technology to eavesdrop on as much communication as possible. But it's always to get the bad guys. I'm sure it's never done with malicious intent. It's always done because we're good, and we have to get the guys who are bad.
Well, let's not forget that the people that the FBI, almost nearly all of the terrorists the FBI have, quote-unquote terrorists, have quote-unquote gotten since 9/11, have all mostly, largely been people that they have been funding, that they have been training, that they have been arming. I mean, they'll tell you that. They'll say, yes, this was somebody we targeted, we trained, we funded, and then when they finally did pull the trigger, it was with our equipment, and we got them just beforehand, and whew, we're all saved. I mean, that's pretty scary stuff. Let's go to James in Miami. James? James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you. How you guys doing? The thing is, Mark, I just wanted to say real quick about what's going on with Troy Davis right now. I'm watching on CNN. They had this, like, I don't know, like between 50 to 100 cops that they had them just go there right now at the scene. And I think they're doing it on purpose to intimidate the crowd. I don't know if you guys are watching it.
No.
But I kind of have a feeling they something might happen. I hope not. But I listened to Alex Jones. So he says that usually when they do this, all they have to do is have someone in the crowd throw something.
An agent provocateur.
Right.
Yeah. Provocateur. So I'm watching right now to see what will happen. But anyway, I wanted to ask a quick question about having to do with the death sentence. I mean, death penalty.
Okay.
Would you consider the death penalty to be... it's like, say, like murder. Well, you know, when they plan to do a murder, what do they call it?
Premeditated murder? Premeditated murder?
Yeah, would you consider that?
Well, so murder has sort of two meanings in the world. One is a legal meaning, and that is an unlawful killing. And it clearly isn't that, because the government decides what the laws are and what they aren't. The other is sort of this moral thing, which is an unjust killing. I think that... I have a problem with the death penalty on several levels, and I would say that if you're killing somebody who is guilty, and we can never truly know, the Troy Davis case is a really good example why we can't, because this guy was, you know, it was an open and shut case. He was, the book was thrown at him, he was found guilty, and he looks guilty and all that other stuff, but stuff has come out since then where people have retracted their statements and that kind of thing, and it doesn't look nearly as open and shut as it did previously, and they're going to kill this guy, and maybe they have tonight, maybe they haven't yet. I don't know what time they're supposed to do it.
Yeah, they said it was supposed to be at 7 p.m., you know?
Okay.
And
so,
they say that they're holding it right now, and I don't know what they're going to do, really, so, you know.
You're saying that they're holding the execution right now?
That's what I'm... When I'm watching on CNN, they're saying that, but I was watching earlier, like an hour ago, they had, like, these police cars that they just came out of nowhere doing circles and making noise. And all of a sudden, the whole side of the jail or wherever it is they're going to execute the man is, on that side of the street, it's like between 50 to 100 cops, man, in riot gear.
Well, Troy Davis is sentenced for killing a cop and police officers. I mean, to them, there is no higher crime than killing one of their own, even though we, in fact, the American citizens hire them for the purpose of taking the bullets and being the frontline defense. I mean, so it's a dangerous job that one should expect you know,
right, but
some...
you heard about the two guys that were sentenced to...
James, you can hold the line here. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the Sickle toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We'll get back to James here in just one second, but if are you on any medications, and are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. You can either call the telephone number there or click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way. If you call in an off hour, they'll call you back during the work hours. They third-party certify all their drugs just to make sure they're not, and none of them are counterfeit that are coming from overseas. You'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Any medication that you take on a regular basis, they can provide to you significantly more cheaply. Meds.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to James in Miami. James, you were saying something in the break hit you.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mark. I just wanted to point out one last thing about the two cops in California, the ones that killed the homeless guy. You know the story, right?
Yeah, I can't remember the guy's name off the top of my head, but I saw the pictures, and I've never seen such a brutal, you know, I mean, I've never seen anybody that was beaten so badly.
Yeah, the thing is that the DA was saying today that one of the guys is facing 4 years and the other one 15.
The cops?
Yeah. The one that did the most damage is supposed to get 15 or 2 life, but I really doubt he's going to get life. And the other one only faces 4 years.
Yeah, the one, the police officer that shot the man in the BART station, this is the...
No. It was the right, homeless guy that was walking without a shirt and he had a...
I know, I'm just... I'm aware,
one
James.
Of the guys, the one of the cops was Ramos something...
Hold on, James. What I'm saying is that the guy who did do the shooting did a little over a year for basically what appeared to be on camera pulling out his gun and executing somebody who, you know, he had handcuffed. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe he was tasering him. Maybe he was, you know, just shooting somebody who was recalcitrant. We'll never know. He was attempting to taser him, I should say. But he killed that person.
The one that killed the homeless guy, they said that the whole thing was on video. They caught it on some video.
Yeah, they did.
Some camera nearby.
Yep.
And the thing is that... I think those guys, I guess they heard about what happened to the cop in the BART, and maybe that's why they were not afraid to do someone like that, you know? That's what I'm thinking.
It could be that, you know, I mean, when you give light sentences to police officers because, oh, they have dangerous jobs and this kind of thing.
And on one hand, they do have dangerous jobs, but you still, they're required to be a cut above to know when to use power and when not to use it. And lately, it seems like they're using it a little too much.
Well, this kind of thing happens in a place like Nicaragua. We use the term extrajudicial killings or extrajudicial assassinations.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's, you know, it's in the line of duty and it's a terrible mistake.
James, thanks. Thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Wayne, let's get back to this this ruling.
That's right. There was a lawsuit, obviously, trying to challenge the FISA bill that was signed into law by George W. Bush in July of 2008. And in New York court, in a 6-6 vote, it was an appeals court, let it stand his last March decision, allowing the case to proceed. So they're letting the lawsuit against this law proceed to a higher court.
There were six judges that said that this lawsuit shouldn't proceed?
Evidently, yes.
Crazy.
Evidently. But the dissenting judge, one of the dissenting ones who voted in favor of letting it proceed, was quoted as saying, "It's the glory of our system that even our elected leaders must defend the legality of their conduct when challenged." So, after 3 years of litigation over whether the plaintiffs had standing, the merits of this case could soon be litigated in a New York federal court. That is, if the Supreme Court does not intervene or the administration does not play its trump card, an assertion of the powerful state secrets privilege. That lets the executive branches effectively kill lawsuits by claiming they threaten to expose national security secrets. The courts tend to defer to such claims.
Yeah.
But in a rare exception, in 2008, a San Francisco federal judge refused to throw out a wiretapping lawsuit against AT&T under the state secrets privilege. The AT&T lawsuit was later killed anyway.
I think a lot of people are beginning to see that the state uses state secrets just far too much. Much of the stuff that the Bradley Manning is accused of having released, this wasn't the kind of information that needed to be kept secret. I mean, there are 250,000 documents, I think was the number, some incredible amount of incredibly large number. And these things didn't need to be kept secret for any real intelligence reason. It's just that we don't want the media to get a hold of this stuff.
Didn't they classify them after to... as a CYA?
I don't think that's the case. I think that in some cases they may have been upgraded, but you know, I mean, some of these are things were just called secret or classified.
But like we were saying earlier, there's so much technology now to basically eavesdrop on people without their knowledge. Even cell phones, the smartphones are wonderful, they're convenient, but they're also a tool to basically eavesdrop on you at any time. And have you ever had those days, Dennis, when your smartphone, the battery just goes down really fast for no apparent reason?
I don't have a smartphone.
Well, I do.
I have a home phone.
And every once in a while, you know, I'll do that. So I'll just whisper sweet nothings to the feds, just in case they're listening.
You know. Well, you don't seem crazy.
No, I sing. I sing like a crazy person into it. You know, I do things to really, if they're listening, I'm going to drive them nuts.
But it does happen to me the same thing. Like, why is my cell phone dead? I've absolutely had that since I got the smartphone.
I remember a few years back doing a story with you here, guys, about you and Ian, about how they can actually turn your cell phone on remotely at any time and record you. And you have to literally take your battery out of your phone because even if the phone is off, they can still enable it from remotely.
I have heard these allegations, and I am not willing to completely discount them. I don't know why the government would want to listen in on my conversations, and if they do, they probably hear me yelling at the radio in the car or whatever.
That's true. I think it could be really interesting if you're on the other side. You know, just think about being able to listen in on anybody in the country who has a smartphone or at least a phone with that technology.
I would want to listen to what the president has to say and, you know, the Congress critters.
Well, he gave up his BlackBerry, Mark.
Yeah, I bet there's a reason.
Yeah. When it comes to the government and government people keeping secrets, I always think of one of the many awesome things in the New Hampshire Constitution, Part 1, Article 8, which says, quote, all power residing originally in and being derived from the people. All magistrates and officers of government are their substitutes and agents, and at all times accountable to them.
Well, it has worked better for New Hampshire than it has worked for many states, the Constitution. However, and New Hampshire has a really great state constitution, but I think a lot of the reps out there, especially, the big government reps, really don't care about their constitution. They couldn't quote it. They don't know anything about it. And
they just want the power.
They're happy to swear to it. Yeah, whatever. Let me get in there and vote. And they just don't care.
Well, it's a pity that in their government-run education, they haven't really learned some of the principles upon which the Constitution is founded. It takes some reading and some thinking to kind of get the whole zeitgeist of what it's talking about. And the whole freedom and liberty thing is so far removed from your experience growing up that it takes some thinking and learning.
Yeah, there certainly is nothing in childhood in America that really teaches one about freedom and liberty unless one has a parent that understands these ideas.
But there's a lot of people that are statists, and you find out if you really talk with them that there's something they want out of having power. And libertarians tend to be people who, what they want for themselves, they want for everybody else, too.
They want drugs.
Freedom. Freedom.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Does freedom scare you in some way? Tell me how. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's Live Wednesday edition with Mark,
Dennis,
and Wayne.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark, do patents, all kinds of common legal documents there. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. LegalZoom.com. Let's go to Nimmy, calling from Keene. Nimmy?
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's going on?
I'm calling in to say I love hearing Dennis quote the New Hampshire Constitution. It just makes my heart swell with pride. I am a New Hampshire native. It does. It really does. I'm a native. I've lived here all my life. I do live in Keene, and I'll tell you, this has really been a fantastic year to hear Dennis talk earlier about Steve Valancourt's action against Chief Mara of the Manchester Police Department. I'm no fan of Steve Valancourt, but I am thrilled that he is going up against this because they made the tour, those guys. The governor, the police chiefs, they went out, they tried to sway the people, and you know what? We have Stand Your Ground in another, 50-something days?
That's right, Stand Your Ground.
I am so happy.
Did pass. This is the SB 88 that allows people to protect themselves in, I guess, in public or places besides their home, rather than having to retreat from a situation and not be able to help yourself or somebody else.
Now, being in Keene...
Yeah, and not rely. It's really the way the law is worded. It's been until now, for all of my life, it's been that you needed to be able to retreat with complete safety. And it's those two words that, that everyone, the politicians have said, you know, you really, that's where everything hangs. If you use lethal force in defense of yourself or another person and you're not in your home, you need to have, be able to retreat in complete safety or prove complete safety in a court of law. And personally, you know, I'm a female. I would like to be able to stand my ground anywhere I have a legal right to be.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder here, Nimi, you know, people oftentimes, free staters, people that advertise themselves as free staters will get a bad rap here, especially in Keene, where, you know, some people have, you know, participated in civil disobedience and some members of the public don't like that. What do you think about free staters? Do you welcome them or what are your thoughts?
In my experience, there's a very firm line between free staters and free Keene activists.
Okay.
So I'm friendly with and know several free staters who are not necessarily in Keene, who are very active in government, and I identify as a libertarian myself, and I think they do great work.
Are you a party member or a libertarian party member, or just a person who believes that you know, personal freedom, you know, fiscally conservative and socially liberal, that kind of thing?
Personally, I would be the latter. I do not belong to a particular party.
Okay.
I'm unregistered. We don't have an independent technically here in the state, but I vote my conscience, and unfortunately, I can't really ascribe to a party because I don't have one to pick from.
Do you feel like you can vote your conscience in Keene, New Hampshire?
Oh no!
I mean, you
absolutely
can,
not.
You can vote. I mean, but is your conscience ever on the side of the popular vote?
Is my conscience ever represented? No,
right.
Not really. No.
And this is one of the things that has always amazed me is people will say things like, well, you know, you get to vote. Well, so what? Nobody I've ever voted for has ever been elected. What difference does that make?
I live in the wrong part of the state, apparently. I don't know. As far as the Free Keene folks go, I appreciate their point. I really do. But as someone who's lived here for a very long time, almost 20 years now, I think that they're not their PR is not the best. I think that they have a lot of people here in town, like myself, that the way they're going about things is really alienating them from a lot of people here in town who would be willing to come out and help them, and do agree with their point, but how they're executing them is not necessarily the best way.
Yeah, I think there's been a certain level of public relations problems all along with the civil disobedience activism that's going on in Keene. And one thing I had hoped is that it would mature over time, but apparently, I mean, we seem to be cycling through activists, and you know, nobody who's been doing it for very long has been sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say nobody. Few people who've been doing it for a very long time have stuck around. I remember the folks that were here when I moved into town are largely gone, except for one couple.
Yeah. It's difficult because, as I said, I've lived here for a long time, and it's really difficult to say, like, the best example I can give you is I was walking downtown one day with an elderly great-grandmother that I know who is very religious, and it's very hard to understand and relate to and empathize with the point that the Free Keene folks are trying to make. I really do. But to try to negotiate that with the folks who I interact with in my life and try to explain it or defend it or try to convince to try to sell it. I can't.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult. And especially, I know there was some mention made earlier, I think it was a Dave Ridley bit, where he was talking about what was going on in the square. And, it's really tough. And I think, as I said, now this current situation is not simply Free Keeners, and it's. But the unfortunate part of it is, and even if the people who are quote unquote behaving badly are not members of the Free Keene contingent, it's all being painted with a broad brush.
It certainly
you know?
Is. Yeah, the unfortunately, in the media, that's how it's being portrayed. You know, I also I wonder to myself. You're, you sound somewhat knowledgeable. Do you predict a backlash against the Free Staters and the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance in the 2012 election? Do you think that that everybody getting in and all the Republicans getting in there? Do you think there's going to be some kind of backlash against that in New Hampshire, or do you think that the Liberty movement's firmly ensconced?
I think. It's interesting to hear you kind of lump them all together. I don't think the Free Staters, because if I understand correctly, Dennis is a Democrat, aren't you, Dennis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I don't think the backlash is going to be aimed at Free Staters.
Well,
necessarily.
Most of the Free Staters
in
the House are Republicans, and I would guess that the average voter doesn't know much about beyond R's and D's. It's just a thought of mine. I don't know how it's going to play out. I've seen lots of good liberty-oriented reps get kicked out on their butts when they shouldn't have been, just because they happen to have the wrong letter behind their name.
And I've seen that myself, and it was very difficult for me to decide not to run for a state rep because I couldn't pick a letter to go with my name, even though I think really the backlash is probably going to be aimed at the Republican Party, not Free Staters or Liberty Activists or the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance per se. I think Bill O'Brien. His and DJ Betancourt, I think those two have not done a service to the Republican Party. I think the recent legislation to come out of committee regarding gay marriage is going to do a disservice to the Republican Party. That's my call on New Hampshire politics in the coming session. Whether or not the Republicans hold, we've been a pretty staunchly Republican state for a long, long, long time. In recent years.
But the Republicans in New Hampshire have traditionally been more libertarian in nature. A New England conservative is not like a Florida conservative, for example.
This is true. This is very true, yes.
As far as the civil disobedience thing goes, do you get the impression that for folks who've lived here a long time or who were born here, it's like these are the sort of actions that come out of desperation that in a horribly, completely state like Massachusetts or California, this would be the only way you have to go. But in a state like New Hampshire, where you really can just show up and just have the conversation in the civic forum, it seems so crazy to want to start screaming from a bullhorn in Central Square.
I can only speak for myself and for my experience, and I think, Dennis, you've pretty much nailed it. It's really difficult to show up and want to have a civil discussion with someone who just wants to call you.
Thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where even the chaff is wheat, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? Finding discounts means clipping coupons. False. By sitting down with a farmer's agent, you'll get access to discounts that could save you hundreds on home and auto insurance. If you said true, put down the scissors and start saving on more than just canned yams.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me, no one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbi, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Well, actually, don't give us a call. We've got the things lined up. It's the last segment. But it is, however, day 43 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up for those who are checking off the days on their calendar. Ian could get out as soon as 60 days on his 90-day sentence for standing in front of a police car for taking a woman to jail that he felt was taking her away unjustly. And he slowed that guy down maybe at least 45 seconds.
I sent him a book today.
What was that?
I hope he gets it. What was the book?
Yeah.
Well, one of my favorite sci-fi novels of all time, The Dosedai Experiment by Frank Herbert. Fantastic novel about a sort of radically anarchic sort of world and how bad governments can be. And it's pretty awesome.
Let's go to David and Keene. David?
Greetings, gentlemen.
What's going on?
Hi, David.
I think the free staters that are in the closet should come out of the closet.
Why is that?
Because why not be unified? Why hide?
What do you think,
why,
Mark?
And plus the free staters that are supposedly giving it a bad rap that are out of the closet, it would be it wouldn't be all on them, and it would be more. It would be I don't know. It would water down the, you know what I mean? It'd be more, you know, it'd be more varied. It wouldn't be just one person.
What do you mean by come out of the closet? Come out of the closet as being gay, or come out of the closet as being
free
staters?
No, I mean come out of the closet as being free staters, like up there in Concord and stuff like that.
Well, quite a few of them are, you know, avowed free staters, and there's for some folks it's impossible to hide it. It's worse to hide it than it is to let people know what's going on. But frankly, if I moved into the state, David, at this point, and I didn't have a nationally syndicated radio program that is sponsored by the Free State Project, I would not tell anybody that I was a free stater. I just, you know, I see no reason to do that, because every free stater, they all believe different things. Many of them believe different things.
It's a pretty diverse group.
I wouldn't, I wouldn't want to be painted with a brush as, that I believe everything that's going on, you know, in Grafton or Keene is exactly what I think.
And that's what people tend to do, is they tend to group people up in their minds.
I will say the nice ladies on the recycling committee who greeted me to the recycling committee were welcoming me with open arms. Literally, the words out of their mouth were, "We love Free Staters," because they'd met a Free Stater before who they really liked and who was a really positive contribution to the community.
Yeah, and if that's good. And if people who aren't hiding it come out and show that they're what they are, and that would be good, smart, intelligent people that care about the community, then that would change some hearts and minds. That are,
yeah, it could very well.
And if you want to hear anything about Ian.
Oh, yeah, tell me what's going on with Ian. You know something? Sure.
Well, there's a court date on Friday.
Okay, this is for his habeas corpus hearing?
Yep, and he's going to be there in court at 1:30 at the Superior Court in Keene.
Okay. And any expectations as to how this is going to go?
I don't have. I'm just hopeful that things will go well. That's
hopeful.
All you can do, I guess.
Okay. I guess that's all we can do.
Will they bring you in chains and shackles into the courtroom?
They are delivering the body.
Yeah.
That's what habeas corpus means.
Bringing them there.
Body of evidence, Mark.
David, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Well, Mark, you're doing a fine job in his absence.
Well, you know, I'm answering phones.
You sure are. And you love to talk.
Let's go to James in Kentucky. James.
Hi there.
What's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, let me first say, Mark, I'm not going to say that I prefer you in the first chair to Ian, but you come off as having a more balanced kind of approach to things.
Yeah, it's amazing to my wife that I am considered the voice of reason on Free Talk Live. I mean, you know, anybody who talks to me outside of, you know, if Ian never existed, Free Talk Live would just me in the first chair believing what I believe right now would be an incredibly radical program, a radical departure from what we have going on in the United States. But sitting next to Ian, I seem sane.
Exactly. Exactly. And I like Ian, and I like the kind of forceful rhetoric that he puts out, but I kind of like your style more, and I don't think a lot of people would say that to you, or maybe they do. I don't know.
I right now, frankly, James, I don't know who to believe, because the right thing to do for a listener who likes Free Talk Live is to butter me up and make me feel comfortable about what's going on, so that I will, you know, I'll soldier on and do the best I can in the, you know, in these tough times. I don't know what people really think. Also, I don't know what I don't think that people really even know what they like about their favorite radio programs, so I don't know that the advice can be great. What I tend to think is that there's some kind of chemistry between Ian and I, that people like the level of frustration that we have with each other and our ideas.
Fabulous.
Yeah, they want to listen to those things, and that the show with just me or just Ian is probably not as good as the show with the two of us. That's what I think. I don't know that it's true. It's just what I've come up with in my mind.
Which was George?
Why
is
such a short of? I have such a short attention span that he's been in jail so long that I've forgotten what it was like before.
Well, I would suspect in about 20 days you'll figure it out again.
Yeah.
And he'll be back fresh as ever, and I'm sure that hopefully he'll come back with a new sense of inspiration for the show.
I would think so. I would think that you know, he's probably used this 60 to 90 days that he's got to come up with, you know, how am I going to be a better talk show host? What am I going to provide to the listener? I mean, I would hope that he's doing something like
and
that.
And you'll have a nice vacation in Hawaii by then.
Yeah, hopefully I'm not taken to prison for strangling him to death when he gets out.
Yeah. So, well, what I was calling about is, you know, I'm a photographer, and I do a lot of night photography, and I've been detained upwards of an hour, sometimes as few as, you know, 10, 15 minutes in a stretch, just because it's considered suspicious activity by the local
taking pictures at night. I can almost see why they would say that. I mean, you know, I don't condone it, but I can see why they would say, "What's that boy taking pictures for at night?"
That is true. If I would consider it suspicious under certain parameters. For example, if the person wasn't standing in the middle of the public with, you know, a professional camera on a professional tripod with a, what do you call them, the reflective strips around them, you know.
Sure.
If that weren't the case, I would consider it suspicious. If somebody was, you know, hiding behind a bush with a camera, you know, that.
Well, they'd frankly, there's so many secret little cameras out there, you know, ways that cameras can be hidden and things. If a tourist wants to take a picture of something, they can do it from a pen or a key fob or their belt buckle or anything that they, you know, their hat, a little flower on their lapel or whatever.
The quality isn't as good.
Right, right. But, you know, the terrorists aren't going to set up a tripod, I think, is and it's a fair assertion.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And there's the other end of it where I don't think that it has ever been shown, much less proven, that any terrorist has ever done photo reconnaissance in the United States for any of the attacks that have happened or even that has at least come out for, you know, any planned attacks that were thwarted. So, I don't buy it either way, but
I would agree with you that the cops that come and hassle folks over this is aren't really doing that much to keep the nation safe. But I almost feel like, you know, rather than, because a lot of people explain things and then to the cop, and that gives them this sort of feeling of power in themselves. So I'm important. They're explaining this to me. I mean, if the first thing you said to the police officer when they came up and asked you any questions about what you're doing, I would wonder is, if you've got a problem with what I'm doing, please arrest me now, because I don't want to have a conversation with you about it. That, you know, that this might befuddle them to the point that they wander off and don't know what to do.
What do you say to them to get them to release you after that 15 minutes or a half hour?
Well, in the 15-minute case, it's generally speaking, I just kind of complacently do whatever they want. Essentially, if I want to be let go in 10 minutes, I have to completely explain what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I have to give them, you know, government ID. I have to go through their process, and I have to jump through whatever hoops, you know, they ask. At this point, it's been so many times though that they know me by first name basis.
Mm-hmm. They're still hassling you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
They just don't like, they don't like them picture-taking devices. James, I do appreciate the call. Free Talk Live, where, you know, you can, in the meantime, you can check us out at freetalklive.com. It's been Mark.
Yeah,
it's been Wade. Thanks for listening.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
If I set it free, I wonder how far it will go.
We're CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans across the country to what matters most. We're committed to providing better service with consistently fast speeds and 5-year price lock guarantees. And since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest, straightforward service delivered by real people who are happy to help you explore what's next. See how far you might go. CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com. Oh, yeah.